Who's getting it right when it comes to designing federal buildings? The General Services Administration recently awarded its 2010 Design Awards. 11 winners were chosen for their cutting-edge architectural designs and their focus on sustainability. Les Shepard is the chief architect at GSA. He joins us with details about the winners. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So tell us about some of the winning buildings. Where are they and what's beautiful about them?
Okay, let's see. To start, we had land ports of entry. The big winner this year was in War Road, Minnesota, designed by Julie Snow Architects out of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
That's the big winner. Tell us about that building.
Great project, just real clean, fully integrated. Also had energy-saving features, had ground source heat pumps. So the building's not only operates great, looks great, and also energy efficiency. It's going to, for the long run, be cheaper to operate.
Now, was this building commissioned by GSA as a government-owned building?
It is, yes. It's a government-owned land port of entry. And the project also this year won an honor award by the American Institute of Architects after we gave it an award.
So does this indicate, then, the direction that federal facilities are going to be headed and how federal buildings are changing?
Well, I think that it's representative that federal buildings are going to be more sustainable, more energy efficient. Big part of the recovery program was putting energy efficiency and sustainability into the existing inventory GSA has. And also with the new buildings we're commissioning, for them to be energy efficient, LEED Gold certified is standard for GSA now.
Now, energy efficiency and LEED certification, those are all great qualities in a building, but they don't have much effect on the daily lives of the workers or the managers in them. Tell us what the state of the art is when commissioning buildings to ensure productivity and that the building's interiors appeal to the workers of the 21st century.
Well, actually, they do affect the workers on the inside because the way you make a building energy efficient is that you take the greatest use of natural daylight so that natural daylight comes in. Workers are more productive if they're closer to a window. It makes the quality of their workspace better using natural daylight, better quality ventilation. It does affect the worker, and actually worker comfort and satisfaction is a large part of what drives sustainability.
Now, for this awards program, do you find a lot of people participate and want to get involved, and then is it hard to winnow down to a winner? What is it you're looking for, and what sort of reaction are you getting?
Sure. This year we had over 120 submittals from all over the country. We have 11 regional offices. And whittled it down to 11 winning projects. We actually gave out 16 awards on 11 projects. And looking for quality innovation, just great architecture, great workplaces for federal workers to be.
And I was wondering, it seems as if GSA has been on this push now for some time to create more appealing buildings as well as more energy efficient buildings. And I mean, you could put up tilt up boxes made of corrugated. It would probably serve the purpose, but they wouldn't look very good. And so is it possible to build world class beauty into a building and workability and usability yet not be really expensive?
We believe so. All of our projects are benchmarked so that we build a new courthouse, we benchmark it so that it is affordable. We, recognize that there are taxpayer dollars that we're spending to build these buildings, but at the same time, they've got to be an enduring value in it. It's got to live past us, and it's a big responsibility when a building in a small courthouse in a location, it becomes the federal presence in a city. And generally these are, 100-year buildings, so building quality into that building becomes really important.
We hear a lot about going green, sustainability. You specifically mentioned energy efficiency among the winners. that has become more of a priority as you choose winners over the past years?
Absolutely. It's part of the standard. It's not something you add on to a building. It's part of the standard. And I think you're starting to see that in not just GSA buildings, but architecture in general, that that the sustainability and the energy efficiency requirements of a building are starting to affect the architecture, you know, sort of the same way as when you had elevators were invented, then you started having high rises. Now that sustainability is such an important factor in a building, you're seeing buildings designed differently so that, you know, there's more natural daylight, the distance to a window is tighter, the envelope is designed better. We had two design award winners this year that have double skins. It's starting to shape the exterior expression of the building, which is completely appropriate.
We're speaking with Les Shepard. He's chief architect at the General Services Administration. And as the chief architect, do you ever wish you could pick up a drafting pencil? Do they still use those? And put a little, maybe sketch out a building yourself?
No, we our job's a little different here, and we provide design oversight, but we hire really top-notch people to do our work, so it rarely requires, or I think my picking up a pencil, I don't think is going to be beneficial in most cases.
Well, you sound like a modest man when you're hiring all these world-class architects.
They are. We really do have the good fortune of working with the best of the best, and it's an honor to do this job.